Okey-dokey. Here we go. It's the B team to save the day.
Go back. Leave us alone. Let us die.
God, these guys are the worst. It's 6:41. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. We got to keep things going because we talked entirely too long about Aaron Rodgers, and I got to get us back on time. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
And as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Don't forget, you can pick up your free WIRX Baby Rocker on board window sticker at AIR. Yeah. Whether you need your car worked on or not, go over there, say hey, check them out, and pick up your sticker. They got it there. So I actually got to drop my truck off today. I've been very rough on my truck, and so I'm taking it over there. I called and I talked to Jane, and I was like, yeah, just tell John I got this squeak when I back up. I'm pretty sure I need new brakes. I got this weird kind of rattle, and she was just like, geez, Brock, what have you been doing since the last
time? She's like, they just fixed Napier. How'd your truck break?
Well, I was inspired by the Dukes of Hazzard, and I jumped a bridge, and that's just what happened. All right.
But yeah, the guy was mowing his lawn, and the ramp was down, and I don't know.
I just did it. But yeah, so go over there, see him at AIR. I'm going to go do that today. Well, Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden is working on a dramatic film based on the solo concert he played during the Siege of Sarajevo in 1994. The concert for which Dickinson and his band Skunk Works were smuggled into the city by the UN to perform was covered in a 2016 documentary titled Scream for Me, Sarajevo. Now, Dickinson has teamed up with filmmakers Sasha Gervasi, who did Anvil, the story of Anvil, which, by the way, is amazing. If you've never seen Anvil, the story of Anvil, unbelievable. It's so good. He did this, and he co-wrote that, and he's going to narrate the screenplay of this. So the Siege of Sarajevo, the capital of Bosnia, wow, I should have pre-read this, man. During the Bosnian conflict. And so Dickinson told Deadline, quote, the few incredible days I spent in Sarajevo with my solo band pre-Christmas in 1994 were some of the most intense of my life. Crafting a story to bring the emotions, madness, tragedy, and triumph to the screen is no easy task. This is pretty nuts, and I'm excited to see what Bruce and this guy put together, because if it is anything like Anvil, the story of Anvil, it's going to blow you away. It's just fantastic. Really, really good.
So give me just a little hint on what the story of Anvil is.
Oh, band, have you ever seen Spinal Tap? This is Spinal Tap.
I haven't.
It's kind of that, it's that mockumentary, like, a lot of people think that Spinal Tap was a real band. If you go into that, like, okay, I'm going to watch this, it's done so well in the fact that you're like, wow, this is actually.
I can see it. I've seen the cover. I know I've seen that.
I'll have to give you it. You got to watch it. So Anvil is almost like this mockumentary, but it's about a real band. And just kind of their ups and downs, trying to make it in the business. It's just. It's such a brutally honest, funny, heartfelt. It's become a cult classic. Not even just in the music documentary world. If you get a chance, anyone out there, check it out. Because Anvil is a band that they're known. I mean, I would say worldwide, but they've never had a hit. They've never, you know, made it big on the scene. It's just been
always on the precipice,
like on this kind of this cult following. And then this documentary came out, and it just got them even bigger following. But they have never been on the radio, mainstream, anything like that. It's crazy. It really is.
Story of Anvil. Yeah, go check that out.
Check it out. But and then we'll see what happens there with Bruce Dickinson and this story. So, but all right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, May 3rd. God, I can't believe it's already May, man. 1953, Bruce Hall, bass player of REO Speedwagon, was born in Champaign, Illinois, or as Hunter likes to say,
REO Speedwagon, you moron. God, nobody reads it right. They were here in Southwest Michigan. I met the guys, for God's sakes. They even said Rio. Thank you, Hunter.
They did. They did say Rio.
They said, Hunter, you can do it. You could spread the word.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Rio Speedwagon. Who? All right. So there you go. Happy birthday, Bruce. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.